building self-esteem. Make yourself comfortable lying down or sitting in a chair. Gently close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Just breathing naturally, not changing anything, noticing the rise and fall of your stomach and chest. Take note of the rhythm of your breathing. Are you breathing quite fast or slowly? Is the rhythm even or uneven? Now, I want you to take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, hold for a couple of seconds, and then slowly breathing out through your mouth, as if you were gently blowing out a candle. Repeat this a few times, making sure you very slowly and deeply breathe in through your nose, and then very slowly breathing out completely, as if gently blowing out a candle. Return now to your natural breathing, not forcing the breaths, but just let the natural rhythm of your breaths happen. Now I want you to think about a verse in the Bible, Psalm chapter 139, verse 14. It says that you are wonderfully made. I want you to particularly focus on how unique you are. You are one of a kind. There is no other person exactly like you. God made each person unique. He designed each person for just the right moment in time. He designed you to be just the way you are. He designed you with your own unique purpose. You don't need to compare yourself to others. If you do that and wish you were like them, you are hurting yourself and denying who God wants you to be. If you try to be like someone else, you stop developing into who you are meant to be. You are uniquely designed with your own unique set of skills, looks, abilities, and personality. You are unique, you are special, and designed especially to be you. In your mind, repeat these phrases after me. I am wonderfully designed. I am designed to worship God. I am designed with a purpose. I am designed uniquely. No one else has my skills. No one else has my exact looks. No one else has my exact personality. No one else has my gifts and talents. There is no one else like me. There is no one who can take my place. I am unique. I am one of a kind. No one can replace me. God loves you beyond measure because you were uniquely designed by Him with a unique purpose in this life. God has designed you with a purpose. You are special and loved by God. Now it's time to focus back on your breathing, taking note of your natural breaths. Notice the natural rise and fall of your stomach and chest. Take note whether or not the rhythm of your breath has changed since the start of the exercise. Perhaps it has slowed a little, helping you to feel calmer and more relaxed. Now take a very slow, deep breath in, hold for a couple of seconds, and then slowly breathing out as if you were gently blowing out a candle. Repeat this a couple of times, breathing in and out very slowly. Now, one last time, just check in on your natural breaths, noticing that the rhythm has slowed and become more regular. Bring awareness to how much more relaxed and calm you feel. And when you are ready, bring your awareness back to the room, slowly opening your eyes and taking in your surroundings.